WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the labyrinth of your own mind. You know, life can get pretty messy sometimes, right? It's like a cosmic game of Jenga, where every decision, every interaction, every little hiccup has the potential to send the whole tower crashing down. And let's face it, holding on to grudges is like stacking those Jenga blocks precariously on top. One wrong move and bam! Brain Fog City. Today, we're diving deep into a powerful practice that can literally rewrite your brain chemistry. Forgiveness. Not the fluffy, everything sunshine and rainbows kind of forgiveness, but the gritty, real-deal kind that liberates you from the shackles of resentment. Trust me, this isn't just some feel-good advice, it's a game-changer. Okay, so why is forgiveness even important? Ever felt like anger, bitterness, or hurt were holding you back? Like you were carrying around this invisible backpack full of baggage? Holding on to negative emotions is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you far more than them, right? Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means releasing yourself from the grip of those painful feelings so you can finally move forward. Here are five things that truly make a difference when it comes to practicing forgiveness. 1. Recognize your triggers. We all have those little red flags, those specific words or situations that send us spiraling into a rage or a feeling of injustice. Identifying them is the first step to managing them. Think about it. What sets you off? What patterns do you notice? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for dealing with them before they take hold. 2. Acknowledge your own role. I'm not saying you have to blame yourself, but taking ownership of your part in the situation can be incredibly powerful. Were there things you could have done differently? Did you contribute to the conflict in any way? Honestly examining your own actions can help you gain a deeper understanding of the situation and move towards forgiveness. 3. Practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes, even if it feels impossible. Try to understand their perspective, their motivations, their fears. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and people are often driven by pain or insecurity. This doesn't excuse hurtful actions, but it can foster compassion and understanding. 4. Choose to let go. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about choosing not to be ruled by the past. It's a conscious decision to release the anger, resentment, and bitterness that are weighing you down. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a rotten apple in your fridge, would you? Letting go is like tossing out that old fruit and making space for something new and nourishing. 5. Be patient with yourself. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's a process. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even professional guidance. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble along the way. Just keep practicing, keep being kind to yourself, and remember that every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Let me share a quick story with you. I used to hold on to this anger for years after someone close to me betrayed my trust. It ate away at me, poisoned my relationships, and even started affecting my physical health. Finally, I realized that holding on to this anger was like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It was hurting me far more than them. So, I made a conscious decision to forgive, not for their sake, but for mine. It wasn't easy, believe me. There were days when the anger would flare up again, but each time I chose to let it go. Slowly but surely, I felt the weight lifting, the fog clearing, and a sense of peace returning to my life. It was like shedding an old heavy coat and stepping into the sunshine. So, there you have it. 5 powerful steps to guide you on your journey towards forgiveness. Remember, this isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about reclaiming your power and freedom from the past. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to practicing forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, please hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who might benefit from a little brain fog detox. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, forgiveness is not just about letting go of anger. It's about making space for love, compassion, and joy to fill your life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.